Good morning and praise the Lord, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made, and we give Jesus all the glory. Let me encourage you from the book of Habakkuk, chapter 2 and verse 2. Write the vision and make it plain. Very simple and straightforward. Write the vision and make it plain. My dear brothers and sisters, that we must know that God has a plan for our lives. In scripture, it's sometimes referred to as a vision. It works like a compass that will always point you in the right direction and an anchor that will hold you steady in life's storms. Why did God say, write the vision and make it plain? Because sometimes we bury our vision deep in our hearts to protect ourselves from the criticism of others. And fear causes us to set our vision out of sight so that we don't have to think about it. Sometimes we give up on our vision because it hurts too much and costs too much to hold on to it. What should you do? First of all, you must have a vision that's clear and compelling. Secondly, you must keep your vision before you at all times. After experiencing painful rejection by his family and false accusation by his boss's wife, resulting in 13 years of wrongful imprisonment, the Bible says in Genesis 42:9 that Joseph remembered the dreams which he dreamed. Right? Thirdly, you must remember that God has scheduled a time for your dream to be fulfilled. Because the writer of Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 3 says, the vision is yet for an appointed time. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. Amen. You must find a balance between contentment and ambition. Paul beautifully writes in Philippians 4:11, I have learned in whatever state I am to be content. Paul never allowed himself to be upset with where he was at the moment. He knew that God was with him at all times, and he was always looking forward to where God would take him. So, my dear brothers and sisters, enjoy this day knowing that God has your future securely planned. Amen. I repeat, God has your future securely planned. Trust in Him. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day that you have granted unto us. Thank you that you are a gracious and a merciful God. Thank you that you never fail. You never change. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. Thank you, Lord God Almighty, that you are a God of your word, God that who makes covenant and keeps covenant. I pray, O Father God, that as we have learned today, O Father, that we'll write your vision, that anyone and everyone who reads it will run with it. I pray the Lord will write our own vision, run with it, believing that one day it will be accomplished, because it is God-empowered, God-given vision. And we want to say thank you. Today, Lord, as your people step out into the jobs, into the businesses, in running the errands for the day, I release your great grace and glory to abound upon their lives. Bless them, be with them, uphold them with your right righteous hand. Keep them from the enemy. O Father God, flourish and prosper them because they are yours. I also pray, O Lord God Almighty, that you'll bless your people, O Father, who may be struggling with their health, O Father. Lord, we know that by your wounds and by your stripes we were healed. I declare them healed. I decree healing into their bodies. I command the healing virtue of Christ to flow into their frames from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. We know that even before you dealt with our sin, you dealt with our sickness, for you were beaten 39 times on your back before you died on the cross of Calvary. We thank you. We love you. We bless you. And we give you all the praise and glory, honor and dominion, power and authority, because it all belongs to you and to you alone. In Jesus' most holy, mighty and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you and have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. Bye for now.